they stay there. And they say yeah. And they say there. Cause all I do is scream, scream, scream. And if you go
in, everybody was playing and fighting. Those cats were smashing lightning. In fact, it was a little bit frightening, but they fought with expert timing.
They were Funky Power Man and Funky Power Town. They were machopping them all up, and they were machopping them all down. It was an ancient Mew art, and everybody played their part, from faint into a slip and kicking from the hip.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Nah. Anyways, hey, welcome to the Gotta Win 'Em All podcast. We're your host, Tim. The ladies on this guest today, we got a. Why am I speaking? Glenn. Going up there.
I don't even know his name.
Call me Glenn.
Yes, we got Glenn now playing Colin. We got Colin rolling through. We got Asian Glenn. We got Asian Chef today, but not really. He's not saying that. Asian Colin. I don't know why I'm thinking they went on space. That's pretty horrible. Anyways, let me tell you guys what's up. We are a God and Win 'Em All podcast. We're here to help others win them all in the Pokemon game. We do this by telling you that one of my computer things is tripping. Oh, snaps. What is going on? This is horrible. See, I need to get a new program because this is killing me. Okay, here we go. Gotta Win 'Em All is a podcast that's here to help others win 'em all in Pokemon. We do this by telling you what's going on in the Pokemon world. You can find us on iTunes, Facebook, and YouTube. And now, newly outsourced to Stitcher. You guys know what Stitcher is?
I don't know. I found you guys on Bulk or something.
Oh, what?
Some other website.
Some secret website? Some secret podcast
we're
website?
We're everywhere. We're ruling the world. We're everywhere.
Yeah. Well, Stitcher, basically, it's like an app I think it's only an app, but it might be on computer, too. But basically, it's like Pandora, the way it works, you know, like, you can listen to music or whatever, but it's just like Pandora for podcasts, basically. So you can stream everything on Stitcher, and it's a pretty cool app. You definitely check it out if you're trying to listen to podcasts, either this one or any other podcast. They all lead you to our main website, gottawinemall.podomatic.com. There you can subscribe or donate to the show. Let's see here. Oh, you found us on Volco? That's tight. What is going on?
You can say what's up to...
Oh, yes. You can say what's up to me or Ness on PokeBeats and PokeGym. I am AfroKid, and Ness, you are...
Young Ness.
And, now, I don't know. You can follow me. You're supposed to be able to follow Ness, too. I don't know if he's worked on this yet. But you can follow me on Twitter. I am Kid1Afro2. Ness is. Do you know your Twitter handle, Ness?
I think it's I want your gamer tag or you want my gamer tag. All caps. It's one of those.
Well, you guys can guess.
Somebody wants my gamer tag.
You can guess. Okay. You can guess and try to figure out Ness is. But mine's simple, Kid1Afro2. If you forget, it's just one kid with two afros, you know. And lastly, you can always email us at gottawinemall@gmail.com. So what's up with you guys? Just surviving. We all just got back from League at a DJ Sports Cars in Renton. That was fun. Did you guys see any tight decks?
I saw the...
Yeah.
What?
Oh, never mind. Glenn, go first.
Don't call him Glenn. Everyone
that I faced wasn't using a proxy. I saw a variation on Zekiel's with like 5 EX cards, which was a little much with that Raichu in there.
So you just saw like some weird newbie electric deck?
Yeah, it was that kid that I kept misplaying against that you kept pointing out my misplays.
Oh, yeah. He was running a little bit of everything. Yeah, that was really random. I saw the Entei. I was like, what is he doing? And then you were running Empoleon, Terrakion, and then Empoleon would just smash on him. But you were like, I forgot about weakness.
Oh, I won that. You know.
You still won that. And I saw it happening, but it's because you had the better deck.
I guess
What about you, Ness? Ness was smashing with Sable Donk, his number one cities deck. That's hella dumb. But that's what he was rolling with.
I only wanted to play it to get more points in the game.
The funniest thing was when you play that one guy and he had like four basic start and he went first because you missed Sableye.
Yeah. But it was clowning though. What was it? What was I going to talk about? Oh, all these stupid Rayquaza proxies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and Ness have been playtesting with the black-white on decks. And we've definitely been playtesting online proxying Rayquaza yet. We actually haven't done it in real life. I'm still cheating with Mew EX proxy, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to play that deck when Black and White comes on. I'm just playing it for, like, it's a fun league deck. But I know it's never going to be well. It's actually, like, this Mew doesn't have enough life and then resistance, and there's just so many bad reasons why I'm not going to run that. But, yeah, me and Ness from testing on PlayTCG, some of the mainstream Hydrogen Rayquaza Garchomp decks, and we definitely kind of figured out what we want to play next format. Okay, so I wanted to move to some random thoughts. My first random thought happened Monday in Pokemon. We have all these dice, but there is no cards that actually use dice in this game.
That's true.
It's an upgrade from damage counters. That's what I figured.
I know, but like they know, like even the Pokemon people, they know we're using dice. So it's like, and yeah, if they're gonna give out dice as a door prize, why don't you make cards that use dice? It's so stupid.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it should
they
be
could
like
substitute all heads.
Like the rock paper scissors card.
Yeah, rock paper scissors could be like something like that. I was looking at today, I was watching someone play some old random quiz draw cards deck, and they played Gamble, and it has two dice on it, and I'm like, oh, that'd be so sick if it actually referred to dice, but no. But, yeah. And then my next random thought, which I also had Monday, which was just through talking, so why is it that all the tournaments, like, through all the card games I've played, including Magic or Versus or whatever card game, Yu-Gi-Oh! I actually never played Magic. I'm just acting like I have. Why do all their big tourneys, like they're like big United States tourneys, they all end up happening in Indianapolis, a.k.a. the Indy 500. Do you guys think that's weird, or you never really noticed that, or what's up? Because you know what I mean. Colin, you're new to the game, so I don't even know if have you seen played another card game where you noticed Indianapolis has stuff?
Not really.
I don't even know.
It seems like an awful place to visit for a card tournament. I mean, they couldn't send them to like Palm.
Yeah, Indianapolis is a pretty random place. And yeah, why don't they just have stuff? They should just have all card game big tourneys in Los Angeles.
Seattle,
Washington would be tight, but nobody knows where that place is on the map. But Los Angeles would be like, cause everyone knows what Los Angeles is. And then you could be like, yeah, I smashed. Now I'm going to go to Disneyland and watch Mickey Mouse because I just won the whole tourney and I'm filthy. But that's like whatever. Another random thought I had. Oh, so I was just looking. It's not a random thought, really. I was looking at decks and stuff, some old Japanese, or not old, but just the next format Japanese stuff. And I saw this one guy, and he is playing Potion. And can you guys think of a reason why you would play Potion? I read his description in it. Have you heard of people playing regular Potion? Not Max Potion, just regular Potion.
But yeah, 30 damage is pretty
the good. Point, he said the point he was running Potion for was because there's no point in Eviolite in the next format because the Tool Scrapper.
Oh, yeah. So, when I played Cole, he tool scrapped every single thing I put on my
you
Pokemon.
You see, and then if you...
Yeah, and this guy was all like, I want to run Rocky Helmet.
Rocky Helmet before...
Tool Scrapper, I'm thinking, is a big changer. And so I see, I guess Potion is a new thing to start running. I don't know. I'm not even a big fan of Eviolite. But I could see Potion giving you the same amount of extra advantage you need just like Eviolite, and you know, you just play it anyways. Even if you're gonna Juniper it, just play it for on some random dude. One random thing that me and Nestor have been realizing lately is with this new format coming around the corner, the overall game is gonna be more like rock, paper, scissors. I mean, it's gonna be either you're playing electric with Quasar combo, or you're gonna be playing hydrogen combo with Darkrai, or you're gonna be playing Garchomp, and those are like gonna be pretty much the three main decks compared to now or before, where it was just like Darkrai electric, maybe CMT, or maybe some combo like that. But I felt like really it wasn't as rock paper scissory as it is gonna be next format. I could be just tripping. What about you guys? You guys think about anything on that, or are you just like whatever?
Well, it is true. Right now, it's either odds or evens. But now, what like later on, it's gonna be rock paper scissors. If Asian Glenn knows what we're talking about.
I don't know. I think there can still be enough variation that it won't just be like three powerhouses. Because when I was playing Cole, he played Duraquaza, but he chose two different variations using the Jack Eos combo with the Eos Dynamotor. But he also played the Internal Flamingo,
yeah. I think. I hate that guy. I don't know. Cole doesn't know what he's doing. That ninja. Yeah. Embor is not going to work. I'm sorry to say, people. I don't care what you got to say. Embor is not going to work next format.
It's just the rare candy and then the catching up. You can't get out quick enough. Like with electric, you can get a DCE to get out of it. But you just need to... You have to keep running switch.
Yeah, just Embor is just too long to set up. And, I mean, if you're going to set up a stage 2, then you might as well set up a Garchomp. Because it's way easier. So then my last thing, I heard on another podcast, I think it was the PokeGyms podcast, they were talking about nationals, of course, and everyone's getting ready. But one thing I thought that was hella interesting was with sex. Well, because nationals used to fall on different days, right? So they used to let people, like, if you're like you could even if you're from America, you could enter the Canada Nationals and then enter the American Nationals. And I thought that was hella tight, but now you can't do that anymore because A, they fall on all the same day, and even if it didn't, they don't allow that anymore. I just thought that was pretty interesting for those super crazy people that want to go to every Nationals on the planet.
I mean, I think it's kind of weak though, because like if you're not from the two different countries, you're basically getting more points.
Yeah, that is true, and that's pretty much why probably they stopped it. I didn't even realize nationals happens everywhere. I'm like kind of slow because it's like there's national Mexico, national U.S., national Japan, national whatever. It's amazing how popular Pokemon is.
Man, I'm just gonna call you Glenn from now on.
I don't know why I called you Glenn.
Oh my gosh.
It's Glenn. I this seems like an Asian name in my mind. I don't know why. So the next thing I got here is some Pokemon news. Just a little bit. Just checking out PokeBeats and seeing what's going on. Did you, Nestor, I don't even think you looked at this yet, but did you see new Vileplume?
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh, you saw it? I know. Colin saw Vileplume, right?
Is that new trainer?
It's a new Vileplume coming out. You probably didn't see it. It's like next set, because you know Japan's always in front of us. So this new Vileplume, let me see. I wrote his log down somewhere. But yeah, that was his ability. His ability is time sickness on guys, which is crazy.
Did you know the Japanese set name?
Okay, yeah, I got the info right here. It's Cold Flare Freeze Bolt, whatever the hell that is. If you just go to PokeBeach.com right now, you'll see it. And basically, he has 140 life stage 2, of course, because it's Vileplume. And his ability is Allergic Panic. As long as this Pokemon is in play, all weaknesses are times 4. And then his attack is grass and triple colorless. Pollen spray, 50 damage. The defending Pokemon is now poisoned and asleep. Weakness is fire, resistance is water, and 500 retreat. No, I mean 3 retreat costs. But, yeah. So, I don't know. It's pretty weird. A freaking guy that multiplies weakness by 4. I was trying to calculate this in my mind the other day. I was like, okay, so times 4. So, like, let's say I had a psychic guy and I was fighting Mewtwo. And I did 20 damage. That would be 80 damage. That's right, right? 2 times 2 is 4. Yeah, that'd be 80, right? Am I tripping? My math, guys. So if times 4 weakness would be, if you did 20 damage, that'd be 80, right?
Yeah.
Times 4. Yeah. No, wait, wouldn't that be 160?
Yeah, I'm hella confused.
Times 4. So.
What? 20 times 4? Are we that retarded?
Wait, 20 times 4, yeah, that's
80. Oh, no, that's 80, my bad. I was thinking okay. Like, nah, an exponential.
No, he was thinking 20 yeah. times 400.
It's like 20 to the 4th power weakness. That crazy, super strong weakness.
Well, I was going to tell, I wanted to tell you with my secret strategy, but.
Okay. You want to have, what you got, Ness?
Wait, hold on, I got to find the card on. But nobody, man, go
ahead and look for it, and I'll tell you. So, like, with 4 weakness, man, that's so much. Go ahead.
That's crazy. It's just like, powerful.
Okay, here's the secret strategy, and then I'll let Glenn.
Stop calling him Glenn. I will call him Glenn. I don't know why. I'm just tired.
Okay, call Glenn. I'll let call Glenn talk after.
No. Call Glenn? No. Okay.
Sock's second attack is 2 rocks for 40. So, 40 times 4. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I can't do math
for some reason.
Yeah, why can't we do math for that? I'm struggling.
But 40 times 4.
40 times 160.
There.
Is that right? That is 160. Wait, we are wrong, dog. What is 20 times 4? I had to pull out the calculator.
28 times 4.
Yeah, okay, 28 times. Oh, so that's right. That makes sense. Because it's double, 160. Okay.
Okay, and then add a plus power. Add 2 plus power. Say goodbye.
Yeah, that's so not enough damage. Because you can't KO Zekrom. You couldn't even KO Zekrom. I was thinking that is pretty crazy, though. That's going to help you. I guess if that 300 life guy ever gets popular, you're like, oh.
Is that 300 dragon?
Yeah.
If you ever face a 300 dragon, you just been out by the
book. Yeah, I thought that would be hilarious, but that is really crazy.
No, I just want to see, like, some little dude, just like some little attacker just smash on an EX. That's all I want to see.
Of course, too. Okay, and the other news, which PokeBeats also posted, was there's the promo. I don't even know if you guys really care about this, but Triple Booster Pack is coming out. I'll read exactly what it says. Which will come with 3 booster packs, a coin, and 1 of 2 promos. It appears that 1 of the 2 promos will be Chandelier, Fire Chandelier, from Next Destinies. And there's a possibility that the card image is merely a placeholder for the real promo. So I don't even know. But basically, there's a Dragon Exalted triple pack. Oh, so it's 3 boosters. Oh, is it 3 boosters of Dragon Exalted? That's kind of sick, actually. I didn't even realize. I thought it was a different pack in there. I thought it was Exalted and then, like, some old pack. But a triple pack that comes with a promo, that could be a deal. Remember to get that at Target because that's the deal. Target always has deals on Pokemon. And you get, is that a metal coin? Oh, no, this looks like Reshiram, Zekrom coin, whatever. It's going to be interesting, though. New way to get stuff. I'm pretty sure. Are we going to go to pre-release, Ness?
I'm good, because, I can't tell them what I got, but I'm good. We can't go to pre-release.
We got, you already told them we got a case. I forgot we got a case,
no,
but
we didn't. Fine, let these people know.
But there's that, and then yeah.
So
but
we got a case of Sims, yeah. Okay.
I was still kind of thinking about going. I don't know. He said it's in January. Oh wait, no. When
wait,
did
no,
he?
It should be in September.
Yeah, I'm tripping.
No, June, July, August.
August, yeah.
Wait, if it's in August, I want to get pre-release.
Have you gone to a pre-release before?
No.
Well, it's pretty tight. I mean, it's like whatever, though. You just basically get like 5 packs, and then you build a deck, anything you want to build, and you just struggle. It's not really a ranked tourney. I wish it was. It would make it a little bit more interesting. But basically, you build a deck, a 40-card deck, with the packs you get. And then,
oh, that's crazy.
Yeah,
will they provide the energy?
Yeah, they provide the energy.
Yeah, they provide the energy.
What's the entry fee?
It's like $20. It's a deal too. It's like $20, and you get like 5 packs, which is a deal because, you know, $20 does not buy you 5 packs.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's for something like that. And what else is going on? Okay, so that's all I really got. You guys have anything to say? Anything interesting? I also have a new segment pitch, but before I move into that, do you guys have anything? You guys good?
Oh. Yo, Colin, Glenn. I'm not gonna call him Colin. We call him Glenn.
You need to stop.
Anyways, Colin, like, what are your thoughts on starting Pokemon? Like, do you like it?
Oh yeah, I went Pokemon. It's like it was quite the learning curve from like starting and knowing the basic rules to knowing like strategies.
Okay, yeah, you guys definitely reminded me of something else I wanted to say, but go ahead, yeah.
I don't know, it's just a lot more fun once you get to know, like, actual strategies that people use that are, like, that, like, just increase the game, like, how difficult it is and how fun it is.
Yeah, Colin is just a new player. We hooked him up with a bunch of cards, and he's been hanging out with us a lot lately. And he's definitely seeing how this game is faster than playing Samurai and manually attaching energies.
Oh, one more question, Colin. Like, when you first started, like, you kept losing, like, but then now you're winning. Like, how does that transition feel?
So sorry.
I just for other.
You were losing for like players, 27 so. Years.
Wait, what? What did you say?
Like, from losing to so much to like winning games. Like, how does the transition feel?
Once you start a base of a meta deck, you're way better off than using a starter. Like, a starter is good for taking all the trainers out of it and never using those Pokemon again.
Exactly.
But
starter really doesn't help people because they're like, huh? It doesn't really help you get.
I feel like this guy's taller than me.
Okay, so I actually wanted to mention one more thing. So I was looking on PokeBeats, and they posted an article about quick tips for U.S. Nationals. And I just wanted to roll through that since we're in a national mood. Everybody's all y'all peeps in Nationals right now. Good for you guys. Hope you're smashing. I tried to call and see what's up with Mike, but I realized it's extra late at night over there, and I shouldn't be bothering him. But these are the tips for Nationals, guys. I'll read through them, and we'll see our opinions on them and say what's up. So, basically, these are just quick tips. They're kind of just basic overall tourney tips. I'll roll through it, though.
Your cards?
They're just, like, yeah, they're just basic tips for, like, if you're entering a tournament. No, they're just like, yeah, just overall tips on knowing what to do. So, so the first thing they talk about is play something you're familiar with. There's so many rounds at Nationals. You'll be playing at least 9 games. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy I'm not there. You want to know how to play your deck. You should be comfortable with it and just know what you're doing. That's a pretty, everyone agrees on that one.
Yeah, I mean,
well, you
could have a great deck, and if you can't use it, you're still.
Colin, you've been in that situation where we just gave you, we just threw a meta deck at you and was like, you got this, homie.
Yeah, that was bad. It was a combination of misplaying and having no clue what the cards do.
So there's an example of not playing something you're You should have just stuck with Samurai, man. You would have done. Okay, so the next thing I have here is consistency is key. Again, I'm just like super fascinated. As mentioned again, you're playing 9 Swiss rounds in a top 128 cut from Masters. The decks of the tournament will be very consistent. Sacrificing consistency for text hurts a lot. When you play something like, I don't know, Nestor's favorite card, Heat More, it's going to hurt you in every other match other than Durant. So one or two techs can be useful, but try not to over-tech yourself. That's like one of the number one mistakes I feel like in tourneys.
Yeah, but honestly, like if you don't tech at all, then you're just like, you're putting yourself in trouble. Like you got to tech.
I feel like if you don't tech, like sometimes if you don't tech, you can just luck out on that matchup. Like even if it's a match you know you're going to lose, auto lose to, you can luck out a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And be like,
that is true.
Because they won't have that consistency, and your opponent will be like, oh, yeah, I overteched. And then you're like, yeah, get off me.
Well, that's you.
What about you, Colin? Have you figured out what you want to tech against stuff yet? How's a newbie teching?
Wait, what? What does
that
mean?
Okay, let me explain what teching is. So teching is like,
let me explain it to him. So,
go ahead.
All right, so pretend, like, you know the meta, right?
Yeah, like a meta deck?
No, like, you already know the meta. It's going to be, like, rock, lightning, or dark, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so example, like, you already know that there's a lot of darks that are probably going to be there, so you'll probably put a Terrakion in your deck if you're running Zekiels. So that's like teching, just putting a Terrakion in there to go up against a dark guy.
So yeah, so or another example which makes more sense is like, so you know Nestor, right? He plays Durant a lot, right?
Yeah.
That metal deck, those guys are weak to fire. So you play some little fire guy. You play one version of your fire guy in the deck just for that matchup. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then you hope that he's not in your prize cards.
Yeah, exactly. And that's called teching. So sometimes people will be like, I need to tech against every deck on the planet. So I'm going to play this fire guy, this grass guy, this psychic guy, and dark guy, and still run Zekrom Electric and hope it works.
I mean,
see, and that, go ahead.
I don't know, that kid today, he was running like 5 different EX cards.
Yeah, exactly, kind of something like that. It doesn't really make sense to over tech yourself, otherwise you lose the, you know, the consistent factor of your deck, you know what I mean? Okay, so
combination of energies and then you're screwed.
Wait, what'd you say?
You can't get the correct combination of energies and then you're screwed, which is what happened.
Exactly. So, so the next tip we got here is have solid matchups against the most popular decks. While you should play a deck that you're comfortable with, having a bad matchup against a top-tier popular deck is always a bad idea. And then he goes on to a bunch of other stuff, but I can just talk about this really fast. So, basically, that's all. I like this point. This is just like how we were talking about earlier. Even if you know Samurott, like the back of your head, if Samurott doesn't win against Electric, Darkrai, and Celebi Mewtwo, then it's not going to help you.
Wait, what are you talking about? Samurott beats all those
things. Oh, you're right.
Like a good skill player? Like Colin? Smashy.
It's basically, this tip right here is basically explaining that you need to know your matchups. You need to know, like, what are the odds of me winning against this type of deck? What are the odds against me winning against this type of deck? What would happen? You know, that's where test playing is a big help factor. And you just need to know, like, is it 50-50? Or is it, like, I'm struggling, I got pull miracle plays all day? And that's a pretty common idea that everyone should pretty much understand. You kind of understand that, Colin?
Yeah. I mean, out of the meta decks there is, you just got to pick the best or what you think is the best meta deck and just,
yeah, like even if you come up with a random idea that's not meta, you just need to know that, like, how is it going to play against those meta decks?
Yeah.
Like, you don't always have to play a meta deck. you can find something wrong.
I mean, that's always a key factor. And then, okay, so the next tip I got right here is think every move through. I'm still kicking myself for misplays that I made 2 years ago. It's easy to misplay at Nationals because of the level of pressure they put on you, you will be experiencing. And then it goes on just to keep talking about that. And, well, talking about misplays, this guy named Timothy Aguirre, he misplayed and said the wrong attack name and killed himself. Now, that's always a big point. I feel like I don't have the stamina sometimes. And you got to just have the stamina. And you want to really think all your moves through, because misplays can cost you the game, and there's no take backs because it's a tournament and people play extra serious. And go ahead.
And also, like, the thing is, like you're playing so many like games, and then you like you get tired and you're like starting to not like playing anymore. Like, anyways, Glenn saved me from my whack answer.
Colin, what do you think about that? You're the master of understanding misplays now. Do you agree that you should think every move through?
Yeah, sometimes I'm way too quick with what I play and don't take the time to look at a better option or see like a larger play instead of like a smaller, like just attach instead of like a Pokemon catcher to a Pokemon communication to a full evolution in one turn.
Yeah, you gotta open your mind and be like, see this combo. I don't know, for some reason, I am really good at watching other people misplay.
Wow.
But I am horrible at seeing my own misplays. Like, I don't know. Maybe I could, but I take hella time in my plays and too much. You guys always complain about how slow I play sometimes. But I don't know, it's this pretty funny thing. I'm like, I can see a game and know what's going to happen like in mere seconds, but when it comes to my own game, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Nestor's always had the play style of do work now and just hope you got it, YOLO.
Yeah, I have the play style of like dunk or early rush, and like if I lose, whatever.
See, if you play
I'll
if your deck works fast enough, hopefully you won't have to think every move through. You just have one move.
Especially with Durant. No thinking at all.
Okay, so here is one of the last ones. Actually, no, it's not. Never mind. Well, it's basically the last one that really applies to this. And this is control your nerves. This is something that can be very difficult for a lot of people. You will rarely see great players get nervous. If you get nervous, you will rush yourself and play worse. That's pretty simple, logical. But dumb to tell people, but
no, like, I've been in top cut so many times, and it does get nerve-wracking when like
it is nerve-wracking
people are around you, like they're just watching your game, and I'm like, wow, dude, really? I can't really think when you all are around me.
Like, I think the one thing that this should also include about is like control your nerves, meaning don't get heated. Don't get mad, super mad that you just want to flip the table over, which I can't control ever. But, well, I do control actually, obviously, because I be flipping tables over every day. But controlling your nerves is a good point, because you will definitely rush yourself into the misplay, which is a big thing that happens all the time. What about you, Glenn?
Oh my gosh. Well, I don't know. The last couple of matches I've had where I think that my opponent thinks they're going to beat me, it's like you can slowly see him like start to make small mistakes. Like today, some kid, like he completely forgot to attack in a turn when he definitely should have attacked, which would have led to a knockout. And he just like didn't think it through because he was like too excited to like slow down.
I love when that happens. I love when you do a play or when you just like you change the motion of the game and you can stare at your opponent and your opponent looks like they're on crack or something. I don't know. It's just go ahead.
I just wanted to talk about this, like what Collins was saying pretty much was like there's sometimes when like your opponent like just does an attack and just gives you a free turn. Like, are they trying to do something afterwards? Like, I don't know what they're doing, but, like, when they give you a free turn, what goes in your mind? Like, in my mind, I'm like, what are you doing?
If I ever end up doing those plays, it's usually because I'm thinking about retreating next turn. So I forget I can also attack with this energy I attached.
When you're the person that gets the free turn, like, what are you thinking?
You're like, is this a setup? I get what you mean. Like, yeah. if they give you a free turn, you're like, I don't know what's going on here. That does happen. But you have to just hope their deck is just playing bad, or just assume their deck is playing bad, and just, you shouldn't let it throw off your play. So the next few things they have here are, don't go vendor crazy, don't rely on the vendors. So this is kind of weird. It's like, well, I guess there's vendors at Nationals, and then I guess they sell singles and stuff. So they're like, don't go crazy and don't buy everything there. That's a simple, logical thing. This is just keep your money safe, basically. And then don't rely on vendors. Don't be like, I got everything in this deck but the Mewtwo's. I'll just buy them when I get to Nationals. This doesn't really apply to us because we're just like...
Actually, you should do it. Just because the Luxray Infernape guy who won the SPs, he did not have the deck ready, and then he traded Luxray Level X at the last minute. So, yes, go vendor crazy.
There's another thing I see right here that's pretty clowning, and I would do this easily, no problem. Well, honestly, I wouldn't do the second part, but he's like, selling. You need to be cautious when selling your cards to the vendors. Do not destroy your collection by selling everything to the vendors. I've seen people do this, and then buy a bunch of packs after and blow it, basically. That's what he said. Why would you do that? Oh, right here. Don't sell your full art Tornado CX for $5. I don't even care, man. I would easily rather do that. Yeah.
You know what? You just tell them that money controls the world.
Money is always more important than cards. Okay, and then this is my the last little thing right here. Mental preparation. Miscellaneous tips. So this is just basic tips for attorneys. This is one that me and Nessa found helps us a lot. Bring some light food or something to drink, like during the tourney. This helps a lot. Me and Nessa have been like in middle tourneys and we were just dying, and then I just happened to bring a drink for us, and we're like, oh yeah, recharge. I'm ready for the next round. Remember that happened at States? We were like hella tired, and then I passed you the drink, and we were like, yeah, let's do this.
And also, you gotta have your pumped up music, like, talent.
Yeah, that's the thing that me and Esther do. On a white attorneys, we were playing like Pokemon remixes, and it would be like, yeah, let's get pumped. It's always fun to do. Here's one right here that makes a logical sense. Washington people are pro at this. Pack a light jacket. Indianapolis is not a very cold city this time of year. Oh, so basically, I guess, never mind. I thought Indianapolis would be hella cold. That sounds like a cold place. I don't know. But bring a jacket.
Oh, no, it is summer, though, Tim. Summer.
You're right, but Indianapolis sounds cold, man. Jeff Gordon looks like he's always freezing in the Indy 500.
No, he just has ice in his veins.
Okay, here's one thing. Me and Esther always blow. And this is really important. You need to be doing this regardless. No matter if you're at league, attorney, or whatever. Keep an eye on your stuff, homies. This is one thing. Don't let your stuff get jacked. Don't forget your stuff. Pay attention, man. You don't want to get jacked. You need to keep your eyes always open and always focus on what's going on with your cards. Keep them in your bag. Don't pull them out unless you have to. And, like...
You guys should get utility belts that carry deck cases.
Why would I do that when I could just get a dual disc and play Yu-Gi-Oh! Style with Pokemon? It makes way more sense.
That'd be perfect.
I am Batman.
We got both. We pull out our utility belt, pops out the deck, then pop it in, and let's duel. But yeah, this has always been a key thing. You need to watch out for it. No matter what card game you're playing, Yu-Gi-Oh, I think it's even worse. Pokemon stuff doesn't usually get jacked. Actually, where is this at? Where is that? Hold up.
Just got that box back, didn't you, Tim?
But yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh jacking is worse because of the amount of money.
I just wanted to do a quick shout out to Nelson for sending me back my box of cards I left at States. Thank you a lot, homie. I got all my cards back from States, and thanks a lot. I left them there. See, this is the thing I blew it on. I left my mat. I lost my mat, and I was like, what happened to that? And then I went to Lost and Found, and I got it. But as I was looking for my mat, I left my box of cards, and we bounced.
Oh, my god!
So that's a big misplay on my part. And definitely don't let that one happen. And the most important rule at any tournament, regardless, is have a good time. Always clown. Never take the game serious.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't know. It's just like, I'm there to play Pokemon. I need to do work.
I need to do work. It's your job. I forgot it's your job. You just have to go to work, you know, and be like, gotta catch them all.
But Glenn, what's your thought on this?
Colin, what's your thought on this? On having a good time. Do you agree?
Yeah, having a good
I think the more lighthearted you can make the tournament, the more successful
exactly.
You
are. That's always key point. But I love looking at the pro players. I never see them lighthearted. They're always just...
That's because they're
so focused. I don't know. I can play the game, talk about it for 2 seconds, and then I want to clown. That's all I want to do. I can't talk about it longer than that, man. Okay, so the last segment of the show I got on here, I have no clue how this is going to work out. We got two people, so this should hopefully happen. So this segment is first let me give props to the person that wrote that article. Thank you, Volpix Yolk. Thank you for writing that article. Pretty tight article. Pretty much explains all the tips for attorneys, and thanks a lot, man. And like I said, so this next segment is called Who's That Pokemon, a.k.a. Jack from that show. But this isn't simple like, oh, I show you the shape and you guess the Pokemon. This is I give you random info and you try to guess in your mind who the hell this is. And if you guys are figuring this out based on this, I tried to do this another day, try to get the info, and I couldn't figure it out. But finally, I figured it out. And I got placed with some info. And this is just random info about the Pokemon. And if you don't get it eventually, I'll like narrow it down based on way easier methods. Okay, so are you guys ready to play Who's That Pokemon?
Ooh, let's go.
All right, give it a shot.
Okay, so here we go. Its appearance is based on that of a full-grown lion. It has three gold-colored rings on the back of its legs.
Man, Tim, slow it down.
That's the first tip. Do you guys have any guesses?
Is it Luxury?
Okay. What? You killed it.
Wait, what?
He won. Dang, I thought I would never get it. Ooh. I had all these other tips.
What did he say?
Well, now Colin knows what it is. I'm gonna keep going through and see if Ness can get it. Because Ness didn't hear it.
Tauros?
Wait, Ness, what are you saying?
He said Tauros.
Oh my gosh.
I'll keep going though. Let's see if Ness can ever get it, okay? It has a blue body partly covered with a spikely black mane from its head to its front legs. And
really can?
And parts of its back legs. It has a long, thin black tail with a gold four-pointed star shape on the tip.
I'm never going to get it.
It's a stage
so it's
two.
Blue body and a black tail?
It's a stage two.
There you go.
Wait, what?
It's a stage two.
It's a stage two.
Okay. Okay,
I'm gonna keep going.
It can have extraordinary eyesight. It is so powerful that they can see through most objects and walls, like X-ray vision.
To track down its prey and seek its lost young.
I'm just gonna keep going until we're all the way done, and then I'll give you way simpler tips after. Okay. It's extremely vicious and predatorial. Although when tamed and trained correctly, they can become very loyal and faithful, protecting their trainers from danger. They tend to...
So it's a blue Pokemon. And a lion.
That's not know what it is.
They tend to be stubborn and can administer extreme amounts of power through their electricity. Because of their... Because of their flawless X-ray-like vision, practically nothing can go unseen by their eyes. Abusing a blank can cause it to become an antagonist and vengeful towards the trainer. Blank needs a lot of compassion and praise to maintain their satisfaction, as they are proud creatures. While generally independent, Blank may band together in large groups and look out for one another in the wild.
Squirtle Squad! The Squirtle Squad!
Squirtle Squad!
Oh my god, I'm gonna get this from the first description, and Nestor can't even get it now.
I know, you got it so fast, and Nestor didn't even get it. Okay,
dude, a blue Pokemon that's a stage 2,
maybe Nestor,
the lion, the lightning.
Let me hold on. So this is the last part here. So these are appearances in the show and movie, and then after that, then I'll go back to the first one, appearance, and then help Nestor out with more logical answers. Okay, so... Blank first appeared in The Rise of Darkrai during Alice's Fast Flag. I bet you don't even remember that movie. Alicia was running up a hill to the garden. She saw Blank fire a hyper being upon Darkrai.
Dragonite.
No.
What's the hyper being?
It's the Darkrai movie.
Venusaur.
It's the Darkrai movie, honey. But
no, there's a blue Pokemon that does hyper beam.
But Darkrai retaliated with a dark void, trapping Blank into a nightmare. However, Alice played Oricon. I don't even know what the hell that is, allowing it and the other affected Pokemon to sleep peacefully. Marble owns a Blank appearing in Blank Vision.
I think that's everything. The only one we're gonna get there.
Okay, that's everything. Okay, so that's all my weird. You will never guess this answers. Okay.
Oh my god. just tell him.
Okay, Nestor, it's yellow. Let me help.
Blue.
You just said it was blue.
It has blue on it. It has blue on it for sure, and it's also yellow. It's a light. It's like black, blue, yellow. Oh, actually, it's not yellow at all. I'm looking at him right now. He's definitely not yellow. He's black, like blue, and his tail, at the end of his tail, is yellow. And, okay, here's one that you'll get guaranteed. If you don't get, I'm going to slap you. It was a popular deck in the SP format. Yes.
Luxray. Wow. Wow. First of all, you said
he was blue. Right now, nigga.
So eyes. It's got a mane of lion. Come on. Are you kidding me?
Luxray.
Look at
you.
I would have never got it too. But I was reading it. I was like, if Nestor did this, I would never guess this.
All right, Tim. One more.
That's the only one I got. I'll definitely do more. Let me try. Let
me do one for you too.
Oh yeah.
All right. The first hint. We're gonna start really broad and then narrow it down.
Okay, whatever.
It's a purple colored Pokemon.
Boink.
Muck.
All right.
Giratina.
Wait.
Wait, is it a stage one or is it regular?
Wait.
Boink. Garbadookie.
Garbadookie.
All right. She is known to evolve into...
Nidoqueen.
Or form any other Pokemon. Not known. So this Pokemon does not evolve.
Yeah.
She seems to be related to Volbeat.
Jinx.
Okay. What
the hell?
It's a bug type Pokemon.
Oh,
Ninja.
Volbeat.
No, that evolved.
What? Okay. Its body is black, and then it's got a little bit of blue and yellow.
Luxray. black, blue, yellow bug.
Resembles a firefly.
It's the other Volbeat. It's Volbeat's cousin. What's that ninja's name?
Ezio. Ezio. Illimiso.
I love you. Yeah, Illimiso or something.
Yeah, you got it.
We know what it is. We just can't think what the hell his name is. It's a weird name.
Well, you got it faster.
You said Volbeat, you knew what it was.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you guys got it.
Yeah, we're pro.
Oh, man. After playing this card game for so long.
So this sounds like a really good segment, and I'm definitely going to be doing this more in the future. I'll try to get multiples next time I get a guess on, too.
You guys gotta call on someone else. There's got to be better guessing competition than Nestor.
Nestor's horrible. Nestor, next week,
I get
next
more
week
views.
I'll do one and you do one. That's how we'll do this, for sure.
And we'll get Colin and here. And he'll do one.
Yes. So, for the most part, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to God and Win Them All on Facebook, iTunes, YouTube, Podomatic, and now our new Stitcher. You can hit me and Nestor up on PokeBeats and PokeGym. I'm a Afro Kid. Ness, you are.
Luxray.
Young Ness. And is there a way anyone can contact you? What's up, homie? Colin?
I mean, not really. I don't need to be contacted by Pokemon people.
You have a Twitter? You don't have a Twitter? Twitter doesn't even matter.
I do, but...
You don't have PokeBeats Pokemon?
Go ahead. Let me get it real quick. I need to find the exact name so you guys can follow my shit. Okay. All right. You can get me at Colin with two L's, capital E, 650.
Colin two arrows, 650.
Oh. Colin. E650.
Colin E650. You can hit him up. And that's it for today's episode. And I'll see you guys later. Peace out. Here we go. Kill so many Koopas, man, they call me the Slayer. And I've got the high score because I'm the number one player. Mario's my bro, so the princess, I will save her. And eating mushrooms is a taste that I could savor. My controller fits me like I got it from a tailor. And I'm always grabbing flags because I'm not made for failure. No, I won't fail you because I am a winner. Mario with Duck Hunt was just a beginner. And then I moved on to Mario 2, wearing a hat and a tail like a raccoon. A raccoon, or maybe a zigzagoon. Playing Pokemon never had a bad tune. I'd rather have a Mankey than a baboon. And I never take a Blastoise to the bathroom. Grass versus Fireman, that's a bad move. And Team Rocket is just a group of bad news. Just like me when your player's at you. I got the Charizard and the Pokeball coming at you. Attack you. Yeah, I'm that dude. Your boyfriend tried to shoot me, but you know I'm zap proof. All blue armor like ice, cause I'm that cool. Doing flips and running while your boys got a mad drool. Oh, you want a better comparison? Your boy's a zero, and I'm looking more like Mega Man. I am the better man. Quick on my feet with a cannon coming from my hand. You don't understand, it's not me, it's the tonic. And when I'm not blasting, I'm firing up the chronic. Cops can't catch me cause I'm faster than Sonic. And if I need a bailout,
You know I'm calling Tails out. He's got a special package ready to mail out. I'm surprised to die for, there's no way I can fail now. It's a bomb taken from Dr. Eggman. You try to take my games from me and you're a dead man. Nintendo taught me how to be the best man. You turn my power off and you kill my best friend. The end.
Game over.